Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I had a little trouble dialing in a second ago, but I'm here, Ann Ortley at the Bright Red Desk. And this is Access Astrology, where three astrologers get together every week to share our wisdom and our love of astrology with you and to kind of turn you on to how cool it really is. So hopefully my compadres will be joining us. It's not just me, because I tuned in and couldn't get in, but I'm going to guess they may be having trouble too. Yeah, so off we go. 917-644. I think that's Mark. 2770. He's coming in with a weird number. I don't know. The world's a strange place these days. At any rate, if that's Mark and you can talk, can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, hello.
Hi, hello, how are you? Yeah.
Hi, good.
You're coming in with a different phone number. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, the first part was the same, and I'm like, I wonder if that's the right number. So, at any rate, how are you doing over there? Are you on the west side, or are you still up in Maine?
We just arrived back from Maine.
Half
hour ago.
Nice.
I still feel the vibration of the road.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful up there.
Good skies for viewing objects in the sky, like Jupiter, Saturn, the moon.
And you could really see the gang.
Yeah.
It's amazing how with no light you can see so much stuff. I'm much better today. I've now my 2 days now with a normal temp, and spent, you know, for those of you who don't know, the last couple weeks rolling around in the valley of the virus. After being so friggin' good, I was so good with my hand washing and my face mask, and little puppy got me anyway. I'm much better. I'm not back to normal, but I'm not anywhere near like I was like last week. So I feel very blessed. I feel like I survived it. Everybody goes, you know, there's a relapse. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going fast. I'm going very slow. Going pokey. I'm going to be a pokey girl.
Good.
But I had my little O2, and I, you know, and Faye, there's a astrologer named David Cochran down in Gainesville, and he had a really bad bout of it right before the astrology conference, and he actually thought he was going to die a couple times. And she had a protocol I'd written her, and so what's the protocol? And she said, manage the temp. So, and I did pretty well with that. Yeah, because what happens is it spikes, and of course, it's a bat virus, and bats run 105, so it likes you to have a high temp. So keeping the temp low helps it not replicate so quickly. You know, normally it's, you know, feed a cold, starve a fever, and you just let the fever burn, and it burns it out. But in this case, it actually makes it replicate more. So I was very aggressive with my Tylenol management. So, although I did have a pretty funny thing, Mark. You know, Rose hasn't been here in months because, we're socially distancing, right? But she has keys. So she's been working from home, and my assistant is very, very tall and very thin. And I'm in bed. I'm running 103 something, right? And when you get into the 103s, you really, you really have really interesting hallucinatory experiences. So I'm lying in bed, just sweating and thinking I'm going to die, and wanting to pull my head off my head, throw it out the window because it hurts so much. And I look up. And there's this apparition, this tall apparition over my bed with a black mask and black gloves. And I'm like, oh, my God, death is a woman. Right? And I just kind of was like, you know, just staring at this death, you know. And then it was Rose, right? But she had this big black mask on, you know, like from her nose. Looked like friggin' Darth Vader. It was a little scary, frankly. And then she talked, and she had Pedialyte, right? You know, so she was coming to bring me stuff, but I had that. Oh my God, death is a girl. Death is a woman. Oh, okay, I guess I'm ready. And then it wasn't. It wasn't to be. It was time to drink more Pedialyte and go back into the bed and sweat some more. But yeah, so I definitely recommend 103 as a hallucinatory temperature experience process. So,
yeah.
But I'm much better. Normal temp 2 days, still coughing, but nothing, not anywhere near like I was. So I feel very blessed and very loved. And a lot of people wrote and called and sent emails, which none of which I could concentrate to read. But
yeah.
I kept seeing them ticking up, you know, and going, okay, well, that's people sending me love and healing. That's good. I'm just going to thank you for the tick
yes.
up and get there. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi. I am fine. My internet was down for 10 minutes, but I'm fine. Sorry
okay.
about being late coming on. I'm so glad to hear you speaking. And
yes,
I remember that compulsive cough and how long it takes to recover. And I'm just so glad to hear you speaking.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, it's
breathing
good. It
is a good thing.
Pops in, you know, and I drank a lot of fluid and took a lot of Tylenol and slept a lot. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't eat. I mean, you know, and I love my food, man, but I just nothing, couldn't put anything in,
yep.
you know. So
yep.
I haven't gotten
like
on the scale
please.
To see if there was a corresponding weight loss, which would be, that would be a good part about being in bed for 2 weeks sweating and thinking you're going to die. But
mm-hmm.
it does make you really focus on some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I'm alive.
And while all these planets are, while Mars squares Pluto,
mm-hmm.
and Mars squares Jupiter, and the Mars squares Pluto, there's a lot of, we've been thinking a lot about death and
mm-hmm.
what it means
mm-hmm.
and how to be fully alive in the face of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, and just how much you appreciate your body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really appreciate all the different parts. That was really working on keeping me here. So,
yep.
Yeah, it was good.
My hearings that make you focus on the body.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, and I was having Mars in conjunct my sun. Transiting
mm-hmm.
Mars was in conjunct my sun, you know, as well as the COVID planets opposite all my cancer, my T-square. But the acuteness of it was the Mars in Eric, because I was like, wow, this is hard and fast, and it was the Aries in conjunct to the Virgo sun.
Yeah.
So,
and this
well.
Is a very, you know, this disease really took off as Saturn conjunct Pluto. And
right.
you
mm-hmm.
really feel that constriction and that, you know, the near-death experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
it really feels like death is in the room, even if you're
yep.
not dying.
Yep.
And that you could go at any moment.
And you would
not.
Be happy to.
Right.
I
that's
was like, okay, I'm ready. I don't need to stay here anymore. I mm-hmm. feel like I've done a good job. I'm ready to roll. You know, if there's
mm-hmm.
anything you really need me to stay for, great. But can we maybe get this part over with? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yes. Well, mm-hmm. So Woody Allen's comment, you know, I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. You know,
right.
That place right on the edge. And one of the things they don't tell you about COVID, but you can imagine with Saturn-Pluto conjunct at its inception or at its growth, is that it affects your mind and your emotions and your nervous system. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why I think a fair amount of medical professionals that were had caught it killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
had, you know, I kept reminding myself, this is the COVID talking. This is not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the fact that your body goes like, hey, could I die here? That's not you. That's the COVID talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that, you know, the COVID spoke to you, but you stayed here. Good work.
Well, I thought Rose was dead. You know, I thought Rose was, I don't know if you heard that. She's very
no.
tall and thin, and I'm sweating in the bed, and my fever's 103 and change, and
mm-hmm.
she's there in this big black Darth Vader, black like a black rubber mask and black rubber
oh.
gloves, and I'm like, oh my God, death is a girl, death is a woman,
wow.
you know, and then I'm kind of looking at her, and I'm like, hi, death, and she's like, hi, Anne, it's Rose, and I'm like, oh, you're not death, you're Rose, mm-hmm. yeah, it was really, you know. You know, because that movie, the Bible story, you know, came
Absolutely.
For you in Samsara. You know, I was told you I was going to see you later than A in Samsara, you know, like you, when you encountered death in the marketplace. So, but yeah, so we have a week this week where we're going to run into more death. Literally, Mars is squaring Pluto. And Mars is then also going to come to meet up with Eris, the goddess of discord. And I think it's, you know, Mars-Pluto is traditionally a war aspect, and astrologers always go, oh, man, this is a hard one. And these, in this case, the both of them are in their, you know, strong suits, strong placements. Mars is in his rulership in Aries, and Saturn, and, you know, Saturn is bucking up Pluto with Jupiter, right? So the COVID clump are hanging out. Pluto doesn't necessarily like Capricorn, but he's not unhappy anywhere. He just rules wherever he is. So as
he's
Mars comes
exactly
to square
either,
that, and but that Mars-Pluto aspect is a war. So I thought it was really instructive. You know, I fragmented. I haven't really been paying attention to the news. But that bombing in Beirut where the government just quit, you know, the government just said, okay, we're done, bye. And I'm like, wow, Mars square Pluto, they just quit, huh?
They just quit. Well, everybody was attacking them for it happening. Because it was not well handled. It wasn't that there was a bombing. It was that it was not well handled.
Yeah.
And there was
a
gas explosion in Baltimore today. They killed a person and took out a couple of houses.
Right.
And, you know,
and we had Miracle Mile. What's the big one in Chicago? The supermarket. And the you know, that fancy street where everybody goes. They had protests and looting and stuff there last night. It'll be very volatile this week. People are going to be really volatile.
Yeah, very volatile. And that storm with 100 miles an hour winds that went through Iowa and is heading for Chicago right now, you know, things are just a little explosive. And I'm hearing that from partnerships, from relationships, that they, you know, and they go, like I say, divination by headlines. If you see major explosions in the world headlines, don't be surprised if things are a little explosive at home. Choose your fights very carefully when you see this kind of energy going up. For a lot, we got to put it into house, you know, working on our house. We put in, ripped up an old 30-year-old carpet and put in a new wood floor this weekend ourselves. And took that, you know, we used the kind of explosive energy as we just kept going and kept going. And again, we still have to stop and rest because of the COVID, but you like pant for 10 minutes and then get up and do it again. But it it was, you know, this is good energy that we can use for other things, but yes, it's going to be pretty volatile.
Yeah, and that is the part to remember, is redirecting it as you can and knowing where the Aries house in your chart is, because that's where it wants to take action, and then knowing where the Capricorn house is, because that's where the resistance is. And if you go, okay, resistance there, action here, resistance there, action here, and then forward. We also have Uranus stationing this week. He stations at the end of the week on Saturday, and he's going to go backwards. He's going to station at 10 and change, and he goes backwards until January when he gets back into Earth again, when the sun gets back into Earth. So, so that's also always fun, because the few days leading up to the stop, we feel the tension of I have to do something. And then the sun is forming a really fast-moving finger of God in the Leo part with the Jupiter in Pisces and the, I'm sorry, the Neptune in Pisces and the COVID clump. So it's a fated week for folks. Many people are going to find they're making fated, F-A-T-E-D choices, hopefully in a conscious and a communicative manner where they feel that they're working for their bigger vision. So, Mark, what do you notice about the week?
Well, especially with this Mars square Pluto and what we've been saying, if you are conscious of what your choices are, often a square like that can feel like a trine. You apply the energy instead of fighting within yourself, you apply it to some directions, and it carries you forward.
Yeah, especially because they're both cardinal, so they're very action-oriented planets, too.
I'm hearing a lot of people.
Will flow. If you get the energy to flow, it feels like a trine.
Not
to criticize yourself if it doesn't feel like a trine. Sometimes things are just bigger than we can handle.
Right. It's like if it's got a clear channel to flow into.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a lot of people are, you know, because the next aspect that the Mars makes is a square to Saturn, but then it retrogrades and does it all again two more times. But it that a lot of people are really worried about their work right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that we can't really see around that corner yet. Even in a week and a half, you know, on August 19th, Mercury goes into Virgo, August 22nd, Sun goes into Virgo, and Mars will be past that square for now. It'll be a little easier to see farther ahead next week than it is this week about our work and our employment in the fall. This week, we've got the new moon in Leo coming up. We don't need a reason to get melodramatic, but it is important that we, that we spend some time really letting ourselves have a summer, even in the midst of all of this intensity, because we've got a lot of work to do this fall. So it's if we can really soak it up now and have a moment in the sunshine, even in the midst of all of this, it's an improvement.
Yeah. And it's also, it's recognizing that the first square is consciousness. So I think, I've been talking to a couple, we're opening schools here in New York, right? And we have admirably controlled our virus. But, I have some school teachers who are not thrilled with, the government's plan and how they're going to do it and what they're going to do. And one of them has some lung issues, really bad asthma. Carries an EpiPen. So we were talking about her work, and she loves her work. But it's also, there was a really interesting quote with a woman, and she was talking about the, because the eviction stuff has been let go, and the $600 a week thing has been let go. So people are really struggling. So there was a woman who said, it's not that I don't want to work. I want to work. She said, well, we have to get through this pandemic. Help me through the pandemic, and then let's see where we are. We can't just throw people to the wolves. But that is, and a lot of people are really feeling that, that an awareness of not knowing what the structure of their future is going to be, and it's very unnerving for folks. So it's also really a good week to, with some of the softer aspects, with the Venus and the Mars by quintile, to, kind of find some joy in some stuff. What do you find joy in that can give you, an inspiration or can give you a little bit of a sense of, gee, this could be fun. I could do this. And if it's in your case tearing out a 30-year-old carpet, that's Venus Mars, baby. But it's also creating something that is of beauty and support to you, Because we don't know. We really don't know. And we aren't going to know. And that's hard for folks because we're in a little society that likes to know everything.
Beautiful. Shall we take some questions? Is there any questions online?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people with their hands up. Of course, I can't really read them because I don't have my glasses on. Alrighty. It's one of those beauties of... this was the number I almost called on. Alright. 620-404, you're on the air. How can we help?
Hello. My birthday is 10-27-67 at 6:04 a.m.
Wait.
6:04?
10-27-1967. At 6:04
a.m.
A.M.
In Evanston, Illinois.
Okay.
And first off, I'm just so glad that both of you are all better and okay, so that's very wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy too. Yeah. The other alternative, right?
And what's your question?
Well, I'm wondering what you said, and I didn't quite write it down quick enough, Anne, when you were talking about it's a good time to know where your Aries or your Mars is.
Yes.
I'm not saying it right, what you said, but so I'm wondering where mine is or what that means for me.
Okay, so October 27, 1967 at 6:04 a.m. So what happens is everybody's got the COVID clump somewhere in their life, right? So that's the Capricorn planets, and that's the planets basically in the late 20s. So in your case, it's down in the fourth house, the foundation, your home and family as a kid, early childhood training, you know, age 0 to 14, but mainly the foundation and the structure of your life. So that's where all the renovations are taking place for you. You know, this clump is renovating everybody's chart someplace, and so that's where you're having your renovation. And then the Mars is in the seventh house. It's in the sixth and seventh, but it's basically going to spend the whole back half of the seventh, the whole fall in the seventh, which is your relationships to other people. And your relationships to partners, your relationships to besties, your relationships to open enemies. And so your struggle, the two of them are kind of arguing between foundation and home, and how do you go out in the world. And it happens to involve your note of fate on top of it, so this makes this a little more of a fated time, F-A-T-E-D, meaning that you are, you know, you're making some really important choices. But the struggle is between other people telling you what they want you to do for them and how they want you to do it, and also what you want to build foundationally. Because you're being asked to really renovate your whole basement, your whole living room. You're doing like what Heather and Ren did last weekend, except you're doing it on your entire life. No.
Yeah, okay. All right. Then
and on the nodes that, you know, with South Node in Libra on a Libra rising, you know, even though you're a Scorpio with the Moon in Leo, you tend to make other people happy and make everybody calm and feel responsible for the emotional tenor of the room that you're in. And your North Node in Aries says, and you can do that tactfully, but you really need to hear yourself. And you need to hear yourself even around other strong personalities. So while you're doing this renovation, how do you tactfully listen to that Mars in Aries, stimulate your Mars? Instead of being around just letting other people be willful for you, how do you really hear what you want, really hear what your limits are, really hear what's important to you, and then find a tactful way to express it. And that will create some changes with the people around you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead and be bold. Be bold in what would you take on with others.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of times your idea might tend to hold back on expressing your idea. Put it forward a little more strongly now, and you'd be surprised at what that picks up.
Yeah, that hasn't been my strong suit, but I can feel that I feel like it's been changing, and I feel that I could do that.
Good. So view it as an exercise. Be bold.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
thank
the whole
you guys
point.
So much.
We grow over time. You know, you evolve into it. So that's with all those planets on that north node, they're inviting you to be bolder and saying, so what is it you want? It's not like you don't know. It's just you were told with your Mercury retrograde not to ask for it. So now the universe is saying, well, if you could ask for it, what would you want?
Mm-hmm.
And so as you practice that skill, you'll find, you know, it gets better. I know in my case, I had a therapist who would say to me, so did anybody die when you asked for it? I'm like, no, but I thought somebody would. I thought I would, you know. And, you know, it's kind of like a muscle. As you use it, it gets better, you know. So.
Okay. Well, good. I can do that. I will do that.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
You take care.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What do we got? We got 3 minutes left. We got time for a quickie, I guess. Maybe not. No, there we go. Okay, hi, 347-819. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, I'm so happy you're feeling better.
Yes.
Me too.
I'm so worried about you.
I'm better. I'm better. I'm, well, I'm
so,
not
no
lying in a pool of sweat in my bed anymore.
Me.
Say again?
You have no idea how happy that makes me.
Yes. Well, me too. I think the only one that's unhappy is the cat, because he's like, you know, it was kind of fun to be in bed with you for 2 weeks. But that was, but he came and left, so he wasn't there the whole time. But yeah,
you'll get
so
plenty
what,
of time because you're going to need to rest for weeks. So
yeah,
how
yeah,
can we help you?
Sure. Okay, my birthday is February 12th, 1987, 2:02 p.m., New York City, Manhattan.
And what's your
and
question?
What's your question?
Well, does anything jump out with the way things are structured right now? I guess the same question as the previous caller.
Mhm. Yeah. Well,
where's
it's kind
the
of
stuff taking
where
place?
You. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Career is where the Mars is, and you're having a Mars return. You're having three of them actually. So, and then lots and lots of changes in your relationships to other people.
Yeah.
So that's the huge focus. And also you're pretty pissed off right now, and that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't kill anybody that you like.
Okay.
You know, right now you're not really working well with fools. And there seem to be a lot of them in your life right now. So, but figure out, okay, well, I can't really do anything with that person, so I'm going to go do this instead. That would be how I would handle it. Mm. What do you guys think?
Oh, yes. I feel that very much.
And that
yeah.
you the trick is to stand in your own authority rather than rebel. You know,
mm-hmm.
own your own paradigm rather than
yes.
just push off on theirs. And
yes.
that, you know how to hold your ground. You're a fixed sun and moon. You can do this. And it will work out for you in the long run. But this, you're really bench pressing some muscles this year and just kind of holding your ground and holding steady and staying on target with your work.
Yeah.
And make your intentions very clear. And
okay.
As long as your intentions are clear, people will get out of the way.
Yeah.
Say that again, Mark. I missed it.
As long as your intentions are clear, people will
mm-hmm.
get out of the way.
Okay.
So
got it.
Semper Fi. Semper
Fi, right. Her inner marine is speaking.
Wonderful. Well, it looks like we're done for the evening.
Yeah. So off we go.
Everybody feel better and take care of your health.
Yes, yes. I'm going to take a nice cold shower and hop into bed. That is the rest of my day. And Ann Ortley signing off from the bright red desk with a little bit of a rasp in her voice, but alive.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
And Mark Wolf. From New York.
Recently of Maine, though. Recently of Maine. Yeah, he was in the wilds of Maine. Yeah, one of his
Wonderful.
Favorite places on earth. All right, we wish
you
all a great week.
See you next
and,
week.
And have fun with the Mars square Pluto. Just remember, everybody's having this aspect, so watch for volatility and figure out how you want to use your super duper powers this week. So
okay. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Take care. Bye.